June 8th, 2014, Sunday morning service. Today we are going to start from the Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and was heard because of his godly fear, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. This passage says that Jesus was not special. Though he was the Son of God, he was an ordinary man just like us. I know we have seen some paintings of Jesus and his disciples with halo around their head, but I don't think he actually had a halo, because if he had a visible halo, people like the Pharisees and the scribes would have respected him more. We have to take the Bible as it is, and it says that Jesus prayed to God and also cried out to God when he encountered problems. He was like us, and he did what he did as a human, setting an example for us to follow. So we should not skip out anything that he did. For he was not special, nor we are special in that regard. The verse 8 says, Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. This means that Jesus also had to learn how to live in obedience when he faced a challenge like persecution. Jesus even prayed to take away the cup he was about to drink, but not his will, but for God's will to be done. And God did not take away the cup. This is an example set before us. Verse 9, and having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. The verse 8 says, Jesus learned obedience, and again the verse 9 says, eternal salvation to all who obey him. The Greek word used for the word obey is the same in both verse, and I really believe that obedience is the key for eternal salvation. When I was first saved, everyone only talked about the exceeding happiness, but as I lived longer as a Christian, I realize that there are also sufferings and difficulties that come from this commitment. I thought I would experience much more happiness, but I realized that the Christian walk is about learning to be obedient. Let me give you this example. In my 20s, I went to this camp where you would be trained to get the driver's license. It was in Yamanashi Prefecture, and we would all stay in upstairs of a restaurant. And it was right across the street from the driving school, so you cannot do anything else but to practice driving till you pass the license test. Nothing else. And you couldn't leave the camp until you actually passed the test. And I believe there are a minimum number of hours you have to practice on the course, but some people move on to the next stage so quickly while I still stayed on the same level. Like you have to practice backing up the car in the car to park in the garage and all those things, which I found it very difficult. And it was also hard for me to start the car on the slope. The one objective for people to go to such camp is to learn how to drive a car safely and pass the test. And I think Jesus was on the earth to learn obedience, and we are here to learn how to be obedient to Christ. Then comes the eternal life. You know, Satan has rebelled against God. The eternal condemnation is not only for Satan. Those who are obedient to Satan will also go to such place. Obedience is not the most popular concept, for people nowadays want to glorify themselves. The Bible was written more than 2,000 years ago, and the message is still the same. And if you want to enter into the promise of God, obedience is essential. Verse 10 and 11. and called by God as high priest, according to the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have much to say and hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. Here's the author of the Hebrews saying that he has a lot more to say, but their hearing is dull. It is like you want to teach multiplication, but since you're talking to the first graders, you have to bring yourself down to their level of understanding. In another part of the Bible, the author says that people are drinking milk and cannot eat solid food, which is the Word of God. So Bible clearly says that not only the Christian have the same level of, not all the Christians have the same level of understanding and have the same level of hearing. Some people have solid teeth so they can bite into the food and digest it, but some can't. So there are two types of Christians. I believe we have been eating solid food at our church. Some parts are easy to digest, but there are other parts, like revelations, that are hard to comprehend. But we have been preferring and tackling with those hard foods. In the past 10 years, we have published 4,000 issues of Mel magazines all about revelations. And sometimes people refuse to receive it and send it back to us, which does hurt me when that happens. But the Bible says that there are people who can only drink milk regardless of being a pastor or having been a Christian for decades. It even says in the later verses that solid food belongs to those who are full of full age. So those who are baby in their understanding should exercise eating the real food. The Bible also says how terrible it will be for pregnant women and for nursing mothers, because the end time is all about the hard food. So if you keep drinking milk, even if they read the Bible, they don't understand what is about to come. Verse 12. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. There are many churches that feed you only with milk. They might have a large congregation, and the pastor may appear very authoritative in look and speech, but what they're speaking is milk. There are many of those. They say God is love, and they don't go any further than that. They only teach the baptism of the Spirit, resurrection of the dead, and all the basic stuff, nothing more. They repeat the teachings on Easter, Pentecost, and Christmas, and keep feeding people with milk throughout the year. They're all biblical, but they are not the hard stuff. But we have been eating hard food here. We have been eating steak. I have not actually eaten real steak for a while. There's a steakhouse that I walk in front of it all the time, but I have not been inside. But anyway, in the Bible, we are told to eat the solid food, which is the solid teaching of God. Jesus said, if they don't understand the parable, it means that they cannot eat the solid food. How long you have been drinking milk? That's what he really means. And those who drink milk only seek milk. And since they become full, they don't look for anything else, which is not good at all. One example is the story of a woman who was taken in adultery in the act. All the religious people dragged her to Jesus and asked him how he wants to punish her and whether they should stone her as Moses commanded. And Jesus told them to stone her only if they had no sin. And he sat down and started writing something on the ground. We don't know what he was writing. I used to draw on the road on the sidewalk with the chalk when I was a kid, and all the boys would draw things like a rocket, and I was, even as a little boy, always drawing money bills. I wasn't spiritual at all. But Jesus was writing something, and I was always curious what he was writing. So I read many books and also prayed much, and God one day revealed to me that he wrote with his finger. with his one finger. There is one more place in the Bible, in the Old Testament, where one finger was used to write something. If it is fingers, plural, writing something, there is a passage in the book of Daniel that fingers appeared and wrote something terrible on the wall. But when Moses received the Ten Commandments, it was God's finger, one finger appeared and wrote the commandment. So I think it was the law Jesus was writing. The law that says, he who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. Or Ten Commandments of Moses. And those men were reminded that they were also sinful men and left the scene one by one. That's what I think. Jesus was God, and it was his finger that wrote the Ten Commandments. And he was again writing the law with his finger and spoke to the woman who was caught in adultery and said he would not condemn her. And I really felt that it was God's forgiveness that was granted to her. When you're seeking to drink milk, you don't get those things. But when you seek for solid food, you start seeing this kind of thing in depth. So the Hebrews chapter 5 teaches us to look for solid food. Verse 13, for everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. This is about those who only see what's on the surface and cannot see the depth of the text. It's like a babe. And if they only drink milk, it says that you don't understand the word of righteousness. It does not say the word of love, but it says the word of righteousness. In other words, if you drink milk, you might understand love to some degree, but to understand the righteousness, you need to eat the real food. And what is righteousness? I think this is about God's judgment, like written in the Revelation or in the book of Daniel. So if they are teaching and believing that they will be lifted up before the tribulation, it's result of drinking milk only. So in other words, if we send out the newsletters and if some people don't understand it, we should not be surprised or disappointed. Verse 14, the solid food belongs to those who are of full age. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So exercising to discern is very important. For example, a professional burglar only needs 5 minutes or so in someone's house to find all the valuables to steal. They say people hide their important things in the same place. I have no idea where people hide their valuables, but the burglars know since their senses are trained from their experiences. I'm not telling you to train yourself to be a burglar, but it is about exercising your senses. And when you train yourself to discern and understand God's mystery, you start discovering things between the lines in the Bible. For example, in the Bible, Jesus said about the end time that stars would fall from the sky. People from a long time ago used to believe that stars would actually fall, but we now know how the stars are placed and moving in the universe that they cannot actually fall to the earth, since some of them are even bigger than the earth. It will not be just a fall, but would be a complete destruction if that would ever happen. So when the Bible says something out of norm, I think there is a hidden message to it. So that really motivates me to seek what that means. So as for the stars, Abraham was told by God that his descendants will be like stars in the sky, which is about us. So after the New Testament era, that's why I think there will be fall of many Christians, the stars. So I learned to sniff out those parts when they have more layers to it. And let's look at Hosea 14:9. Hosea talks about the Israelites in the Old Testament era, but it says more than that in the end. Who is wise? Let him understand these things. Who is prudent? Let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but transgressors stumble in them. So, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, start studying the Bible, and the more you exercise those senses, the sharper you will become. You will be guided by the Spirit for understanding and revelations.